Hi, this is Kylie Thompson, host of Food for Thought. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
Hello, my friend. It's Julianne Condia, the host of Brave Britain. Thank you for tagging me on social media or sending me a message about how an episode has spoken to you. It's really powerful, and I'm very appreciative of it. I love hearing from you, and I am so grateful that you would listen. I keep these short and sweet. These podcast episodes are just something about my own life. If we have not met, I hope that we can meet. That would be super great. I'm an outgoing introvert. I'm a homebody. I love pizza. I'm married to Eric. He's 6'8". People think that I'm shorter in real life because he's so tall. And I'm actually tall. I'm 5'9"-ish. I don't know. I have a daughter named Faye. She's 1. And I have a rescue boxer named Wyatt. I love him. He is my favorite little boy. And we are a full-time family. We were teachers. And we just grew our dreams, grew our vision, and just decided to rewrite our own journey. And we don't use our college degrees. We kind of done crazy things when I think about it, of living in the Midwest. We were in comfort and happiness, and we left everything that we loved and where we built a life and rediscovered ourselves. We both went to school in Wisconsin. We weren't from Wisconsin, and we just decided to move. And so we moved to Silicon Valley, which is such an incredible place. And let me just tell you about the pace. It is just relentless here. People work very hard. They're very smart. They go for it. They play big. They dream big. They do things. It is just not the mentality that I had been used to in the Midwest. So we left everything we loved, and that made it 10 times harder to be out here. The first year was really hard, and we just knew we had to get into community, which we sought out, and we painfully kept doing it over and over and over again to meet people and put ourselves in positions to meet people. And we got into a life group, and that has been just game-changing for the last 3.5 years. And, or maybe 3 years, I don't even know, I'm not even sure what month it is and what year it is. Well, no, it's 2020, we all know what year it is, it's one for the books. Anyway, so we've been here in Silicon Valley for 4 years. All I can say is time goes so fast, and we just completely built a life here, and it has just been a wild ride. And I was thinking the other day, it's just my normal of what we've done, and there are people who are just so afraid of small commitments, and I'm just thinking in my own life, I just go for huge things that people maybe wouldn't normally do because it's crazy and it's hard and that's not the norm. And so I feel as though small decisions like working on your fitness is not hard, and sometimes we make these small things super hard because there are way harder things out there, in my opinion. Anyway, I think I just get so used to the way I live my life that I've realized that that's not normal. And I can't say that this is just what I seek out to do always, is I'm just going to do the hard thing always because I know I'm good. It's just more of I trust myself. I trust myself completely. Every decision that I've ever made has led me to here. And I wish so badly that people, especially people in my own life, just wouldn't stop second guessing themselves. I wish that they would just make the decision, even if it's the hard one and the wrong one, whatever you want to call it, that you'll still learn from it and grow from it, and that it's not over. And I think, you know, I just want to share with you is just stop quitting. Stop throwing in the towel. Stop doing the stick shift. Stop going back and forth. You are making this 10 times harder. When I was thinking about California and moving to California, it caused me way more anxiety and stress and uncertainty than actually making the decision to move to California. Because in the unknown of, should we move to California? It was all the opinions, the pros and the cons, and all the things that someone once told me that you should make a double pro list. The best case scenarios on each side. That if you could just think of the best thing to happen. So instead of, oh, I can't work out because I never follow through or always quit or always throw in the towel, I don't want to waste money. Instead, give yourself more credit and think of the best case scenario this time. This time I'll lose 10 pounds. This time I at least know the answer. this time, right, it's just going to be different. And so once we decided to move to California, we started focusing on where we were going to live. And then we started to focus on what we needed to do in order to get a moving truck and our route to California. And we just started making the decisions, and it became less anxiety and less uncertainty and less stress because we just made the decision. Being on the fence is so freaking uncomfortable. And in our own life, there are simple things that you are making so much bigger than they need to be. The stress. I can get so stressed out about the smallest things, what to eat for dinner, right? Where to go, or silly things that don't even impact my life 5 days from now. And when I just trust myself enough to make the decisions, regardless if it ends up how, I think there's just a huge thing with expectation versus anticipation. I have talked about this so many times that our expectations can just defeat us every single time. For example, my journey with Faye was so awesome. Her labor was awesome, all the things, literally best case scenario of breastfeeding and all the things. It just was not what everyone else said it was going to be. She, with having another one day, I cannot have that same expectation because it's just not going to be the same, which is going to be massively difficult. I have to anticipate that my body knows exactly what it can do. I have to anticipate, like I did with Faye, of women get through this. They figure it out. They just do it. That is more of the mindset that I need than the expectation of how I think it should go, because I'll be let down every single time. And I think it ruins the moment and being present and all the beautiful things to come from it. Stop making quitting an option and being on the fence the thing to do, or just the always never giving yourself enough credit and never believing in yourself. I wish more than anything is that women believe in themselves more. You have the ability to figure it out. And if you stumble and you fall, you learn. You either win or you learn. That's it. I just saw on social media someone saying, I want to do this, but not this. So you're wanting extra income, but you're not even open to an idea of an income stream that can seriously impact your life. Why? Fear and judgment and what you have as an expectation. You're thinking one thing when I've had a completely different experience on another. You've made a conclusion and you've never tried it. You've made a conclusion that it's going to be like this or is this when that hasn't been my experience at all. It is so easy how much we psych ourselves out and put more roadblocks in our own way and more doubt and more fear and more skepticism. My superpower is consistency. But I have so much belief in my ability to figure it out. I know I can course correct. I know I can wear adjustable pants. I know that I can learn and grow. I know that investing in myself won't kill me. I know that if I just try, I'll learn and know, instead of assuming. I had an almost accident this week. You might have saw my social media post. It was honestly very enlightening and very real, and by the grace of God, that's all I can, it's just God in that moment of protection. There's a lot of things where I just don't know how we got through that and how bad it could have been. But if I just start to think about what could have happened, I'm making that a reality, and it's not. We're safe, we're fine, we didn't get hit. We kept going. We're breathing. But I found myself the next day thinking about, well, what about this? What if going into, when we swerved in oncoming traffic, how did we not hit a car? Or what was that person thinking? And just going there, and that is not serving me and my energy. And it's just feeding into anxiety and unknown instead of gratefulness and gratitude and all the things. Because I'm here, I'm alive, and that's what I need to think about. You're discrediting yourself by not making a decision or always betting against it. You're making an expectation that isn't real, a reality that isn't real, that you can't follow through this time, that you can never stick to it. And that is the story that you will believe. Friend, you have so much potential. You have so much working in your own favor. Trust yourself. You'll figure it out. Maybe it's because we don't want to go through hard things, but hard things are the things that make us. Make the decision. Don't set the expectation. Trust the process. I have had so many episodes specifically about each and every single one of those, but I think it's a perfect reminder. Maybe this is your sign. Do it. Make the decision and go and follow through, and you'll keep figuring it out from there. Hey, thank you for being a part of Rewritten. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. If you could screenshot this, upload it, tag me at Julianne Condia at the Rewritten Society. I would love that so much. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii. Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.